This is a guided mindfulness meditation for the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program. If you listen to these guidelines on a daily basis and follow the instructions, you'll develop your innate abilities of awareness and concentration without judgment or mindfulness. Developing mindfulness of your mind and body leads to improved health. By practicing mindfulness, you learn to be more fully present in the moment. This is the only place where growth, learning, and healing can take place. This is a time to practice non-doing, to simply be, to observe what arises in the mind, in the body, as you sit quietly and observe. Sitting without judgment and with a sense of openness to whatever arises, with patience, observing with a sense of gentle awareness and curiosity, with a sense of kindness toward yourself, a sense of steadiness, not having to change anything, and simply experiencing your life just as it is, right here and right now. It's best to find a time and place where you can sit quietly without being interrupted. You can arrange some cushions, a mat, or sit comfortably in a chair. You can practice mindfulness meditation in any position. The more important aspect of practice is the attitude that you bring to it, practicing with sincerity, sensitivity, and awareness. And now, bringing the body to stillness. Sitting with a sense of dignity appropriate to this exploration of mind and body through your own direct experience. Your back is erect but not stiff, relaxing the muscles of the forehead if you find any tightness there, moving awareness to the jaw and chin and letting go of any tension that you may find there, relaxing the belly and opening the chest and the heart. Noticing where your body is in contact with the chair or cushion, where your hands are touching, and noticing where the legs are touching the cushion or chair and the feet touching the floor. And now, bringing your attention to the breath, to your breathing, bringing attention to wherever you notice or feel the breath the strongest. It may be at the nostrils. You may notice the breath at your mouth if it's open, maybe at the chest, the lungs, expanding on the in-breath and deflating as you breathe out. And if you'd like, bringing your awareness to your abdomen, the belly, following the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out, following the rhythm of the in-breath followed by the out-breath. Noticing that you might be trying to control the breath, so dropping into the breath as the body naturally breathes itself, allowing the breath to breathe itself. No need to change or control the breath, to breathe deeply or slowly, but just bringing your awareness to the breath, just as you find it. Just watching the breath, the complete cycle of the in-breath, followed by the out-breath. Being with the rising and falling of the abdomen as you breathe, focusing on an area just above the belly button and moving out from that point where you feel the sensations of breathing, feeling the hardness of your abdomen as you breathe in and its softness as you allow the breath to move out from the body. Noticing the whole in-breath and the entire out-breath. Perhaps noticing a slight pause at the top of the in-breath, or a slight pause at the end of the out-breath. Watching the entire cycle of the in-breath and then the out-breath, just witnessing it. Breathing in, breathing out. Allowing the breath to be an anchor for you, no matter where your awareness wanders, knowing that you can always return your awareness to the breath, gently but also firmly, watching the breath with a great kindness for yourself. And you may notice that the mind wanders off, away from the breath, pulled away by thoughts, by emotions, sensations in the body, by sounds. This is just what the mind does, so there's no need to judge yourself for the mind wandering. When this happens, just notice that your attention has left the breath, and gently but firmly, and with kindness for yourself, bringing your attention back to the breath, this breath, right now, to the physical sensations of breathing, dropping in wherever you are in the cycle of breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Each time the mind wanders, just to notice as soon as you can, and then graciously letting go of any thoughts, and gently guiding the attention back to the physical sensations of your breath. Not thinking about breathing, and not imagining an image of the breath, but just being with the actual sensations of breathing. If the mind wanders 1,000 times, gently bringing it back 1,000 times. This is all part of the process of meditation. No need to judge yourself for the mind having wandered. This is just what the mind does, looking for opportunities and for threats, perhaps looking into the future, examining the past. But our job is to just notice when the mind has wandered off, and gently but firmly, guiding attention back to the actual sensations of your breathing, meeting the breath wherever it is in the cycle of the breath. Being with the in-breath and following the inhalation all the way through, watching the out-breath, fully conscious of the out-breath, moment to moment. Using the breath to guide you, to refocus your attention back into the present whenever you notice your mind is moving out of the present moment. Back to this moment, this breath, right now. You may be noticing as you sit here with awareness on your breath, sensations from the body arising, pulling your awareness away from your breath. These sensations may take the form of restlessness, boredom, discomfort, or perhaps more focused, painful, quite intense sensations. And if you choose, expanding awareness now to include your body, a sense of your body in its wholeness, its completeness. Bringing awareness to the entire body, perhaps expanding out from the breath, or gently moving awareness from head to toe, being aware of the sensations in your entire body. Noticing where your back is touching the chair, and the buttocks and legs touching the chair or cushion. Feeling the feet on the floor or mat. Noticing where your hands are, and what they're touching. Aware of the shoulders, neck, and head. Perhaps noticing the temperature of the air on the skin. Simply being with whatever arises in the body. Allowing each moment to be just as it is, no matter what sensations are presenting themselves. Noticing how sensations are arising, perhaps lingering, changing in intensity, and then passing away. If the mind wanders, bringing it back to the breath and to a sense of the body sitting here. Simply allowing things to be just how they are. Fully present, fully with yourself as you are in this moment. So now being in touch not only with your breathing, but with your body, whole, complete. Being here with whatever comes up, without judging it. What is the experience of your body like right now? You may be noticing when particularly strong sensations in the body begin to dominate your field of awareness. These may be sensations that are uncomfortable or annoying, or perhaps painful sensations in a knee or some other part of the body. You may notice that you are unable to stay focused. When these sensations arise, and it happens to all of us at times, you have a choice in how to work with these sensations. One way is to move, to readjust the body so that the sensations become less painful or uncomfortable. If you choose to move, first becoming aware of the intention to move before starting to move, and then moving the body with awareness and great care, being mindful of each aspect of the motion of shifting the body. Another way to encounter strong, annoying or uncomfortable sensations is to simply stay with the sensations, staying still, and allowing your awareness to rest in those sensations. Exploring the sensations with your awareness, not thinking about the pain if they are intense sensations, but just being with these strong sensations with a gentle curiosity. Being totally aware of what the body is saying to you, fully experiencing this experience, right here, right now, exploring with your awareness. And if you find it helpful, imagine sending breath into the sensations and breathing out from there. Noticing whether there is any holding or resisting, any sense of resisting restlessness or agitation, and being fully present to whatever you may be experiencing. Watching for any desire to run away from intense or uncomfortable sensations, or any desire to have the sensation be different. Noticing any inclination to change them, to fight with the sensations. Perhaps even allowing yourself to soften to the sensations, to open to them. Even within this intensity, there may be a sense of stillness, of spaciousness and acceptance. And as the intensity of these sensations subside, returning awareness to the entire body and to the breath, to this breath in this moment, fully alive, right now. and remembering, if at any time the sensations become too strong or overwhelming, you can always return to the breath, resting in the physical sensations of breathing at the belly, and returning to the area of strong sensations when you're ready, exploring as little or as much as you can, moving into and out of the pain, gently and slowly with awareness. And when the mind wanders, gently bringing it back to the sensations of the breath, being careful to notice if there's judging or self-criticism for the mind wandering, and just noticing that, resting in acceptance of this moment, graciously letting go of any thoughts or stories you may have become caught up in. Resting in acceptance of this moment, graciously letting go of any thoughts or stories you may become caught up in, and gently and slowly returning to the breath or sensations in the body. And now, once again, allowing the field of awareness to expand to include hearing, allowing awareness of the body and breath to move into the background, and bringing your awareness to sounds, to hearing. Sounds may come from anywhere, perhaps from the body, from near or far, 360 degrees around us, from above or below. Now, if you wish to, for a while, letting the mind being particularly aware of sounds, of hearing, being open to whatever enters awareness as sound. Noticing the qualities of sounds, the volume or loudness of the sound, its pitch and tone. What do you notice in the field of sounds? Are the sounds pleasant? Do you find them unpleasant or perhaps neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant? Noticing how quickly liking and disliking arises, how opinions form, judgments arise. Noticing how the mind tends to identify the sounds and where it's coming from. Notice if the mind builds a story around or about the sound, explanations of the sounds. Noticing this thinking and gently bringing the attention, your awareness, back to sounds, to hearing. Receiving the sounds without effort, letting the sounds come to the ears without reaching for it, just being receptive, simply being with hearing, and being aware as well of the silence, the spaces between the sounds. If the mind wanders, gently but firmly bringing awareness back to hearing, to whatever sound is occurring, being present in this moment to whatever is heard, and also to any sensations that arise in the body, and to the breath, right here, right now, in this very moment, this breath, this sound, this sensation. Now, if you want to, allowing sounds to move to the background, still holding an awareness sensations in the body, the breath, and sounds, but now allowing the field of awareness to expand to include thoughts, thinking, noticing thoughts as the actual focus of concentration, observing the process of thinking itself, bringing awareness to the nature of thoughts and thinking, and noticing how the mind may want to follow these thoughts, get caught up in their content, to elaborate into stories, thoughts building on thoughts, and there may be thoughts about the past or future, whether they're judgments, opinions, fantasies, dreams, thoughts about your body, thoughts about thoughts, just being aware of how the mind is attracted or repelled by the thoughts, how some thoughts are pursued and some are rejected by the mind. Letting the thoughts just be, simply witnessing each thought as it comes into your awareness as an observable event. Watching their coming and going, how they arise, linger, and then pass away, the thoughts fading and dissolving. And remembering, we're not trying to stop our thinking or our thoughts, only bringing our awareness to the thoughts, to the process of thinking. And if you find yourself being drawn into the current of thinking, realizing you're no longer observing the thoughts, you're caught up or lost in them, gently coming back to the observing of the thoughts as just mental events, as though the thoughts were clouds in the sky, drifting through the spaciousness of the mind. Sometimes the thoughts may become disturbing or uncomfortable, too charged to be observed. If this happens, knowing it's always possible to return to the breath or the sense of the body, to anchor you, to stabilize you in the present. And then, when you feel ready, returning to the awareness of thoughts, letting the thoughts, whatever their content, simply be, moving in and out of your awareness. Just to observe, to witness them, just as they are. And you may be noticing as you sit here, continuing to let thoughts to be the focus of your attention, that there are also emotions that are arising in the body and in the mind. There may be a feeling of boredom or restlessness. You may be experiencing peaceful feelings, contentment, happiness or joy, or maybe sadness or frustration, anger or fear. Allowing now your field of awareness to expand to include these emotions, whatever it is that you may be experiencing as emotion in this moment. Perhaps noticing where in the body these feelings seem to be. and moving in closer to whatever emotion is arising, and simply experiencing it with your awareness and a sense of gentle curiosity. Entering the fear, or the boredom, or the sadness, or the happiness, or whatever is here. Fully experiencing the emotion, exploring it with awareness. And watching how some emotions like happiness, joy, or contentment are welcomed and held onto, or how you may be avoiding or resisting or fighting emotions like sadness or anger or fear. Observing whatever emotion is present with a sense of welcoming, exploring, and then simply allowing whatever emotion is present to come and go without doing anything about them. Noticing how they arise, maybe in connection with sensations or with thoughts, how they may occupy the mind for a while, and then fade away. Allowing your awareness to include any emotions that are present, along with your breathing, with sensations in the body, with sounds, and with thoughts. And knowing if at any time the emotions or sensations become too strong or too intense, it's possible to choose to return to the simple act of breathing. Simply watching the breath as it enters the body and leaves the body. The in-breath followed by the out-breath. And if you'd like, expanding your awareness to include sensations in the body, emotions, thoughts, and sounds. And sometimes, if it feels right to you, returning to the breath. And now, for the next period of time, letting go of all objects of awareness, letting go of control of the focus of your awareness, letting go of awareness of breathing, of sensations in the body, of hearing, and of observing thoughts and emotions, letting yourself simply sit here, fully aware in each moment, aware of whatever is presenting itself in this moment, to whatever sensations are arising that are most predominant. If thoughts come, observing thoughts. If sounds come, then focusing your awareness on sounds. Sensations in the body, even pain, can simply be observed as it comes and goes. It may be that the breath is most predominant in this particular moment, and so just being with your breathing from moment to moment, being with whatever is present in this moment, with whatever is most predominant in your awareness. Sitting in this stillness with whatever comes and whatever goes, and being present with all of it. Experiencing the still place at the center of your being. Being right here, right now, with whatever comes and goes, complete, totally human, alive. Returning the focus of your awareness to your breath, becoming aware once again of the breath as it moves into the body and out from the body, following the flow of the breath with your awareness, fully present with each in-breath and with each out-breath, just letting the breath breathe itself, nothing to do but simply be present to this breath in this moment. And as the recording comes to an end, recognizing that you've spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself just by dwelling in this place of non-doing, of just being, making time for yourself to be who you are, just as you are. And you may want to congratulate yourself for taking the time and energy to do this. Allowing yourself to make the time to do this on a regular basis, practicing this ability to be fully present in each moment, nourishing yourself in this way, deepening your ability to be fully present in your everyday life, and allowing the benefits of this practice to flow into the entire experience of your life as it unfolds, breath by breath, moment by moment, being fully present.